Planet Solance, Season 1. Episode 10, The Needs of Souls. Mahesh proposes the idea of Amar staying with Albert and Tina till his residence is set up.
Well, Amar, so now that you have got a family, I will take a leave.
But Mahesh, where are you going? You have not shown me your home yet.
Mahesh smiled and replied,
well, you see, Amar, I do not need one, the whole planet is my home.
I see. But if I ever want to meet you or even talk to you, how can I?
Your mind, Amar. Your mind.
My mind? What's with my mind?
Peek into your mind and summon the one with whom you want to communicate. If that soul is available for communication, you will hear back. That is how we remotely communicate here.
You mean a sort of telepathy?
Yes, you get it right, Amar.
They all bid farewell to Mahesh, who waves his staff and disappears. Albert leads Amar to their guest room, which was enormously large, to make him feel comfortable. Similar to a master bedroom of a well-furnished apartment, the room seemed to have all the facilities. Amar, although admired the room, still wondered, why would a soul have such materialistic needs, since neither does it sleep, nor feel tired, to relax on the bed. He expressed his confusion to Albert.
Albert, can I ask you something?
Yes, why not? Go on.
We all are souls. Ideally, we all should be balls of energy, without a body. We neither feel hungry, nor do we have any forms or shapes. Yet it's surprising that I appear as what I was when I lived, and so do you all appear in human forms. Besides, why do we need houses to live that too such luxurious? Why do souls ever have to be bounded in residences?
Did you discuss this with Mahesh?
I did. Nothing much. He said that souls have psychological needs.
Well, Amar, whatever you expressed is valid. Souls ideally are shapeless forms of energy. There are many names given to this form of energy. Some call it soul, some spirit, some ghosts, and it goes on. A soul is free and has no relations or bonds. This is the state what the great thinkers on earth have been preaching people to achieve. No rebirth, no fear of death, etc. But this also means infinite loneliness. We as humans were social and cannot bear the sting of separation and loneliness.
So is this the reason why we all have retained our forms, even as souls?
Tina, who had been observing and listening to them, joins in.
Precisely, yes. We are also attached to what we were, that we never accepted the fact of becoming something else. Although we were free here to keep roaming and spending the rest of our time doing nothing, it was worse than the sufferings of life. Lord Vital realized our plight and turned the dead planet into a planet of Solance. He woke up everyone from the dead sleep and established civilizations and colonies to replicate the feeling of planet Earth.
Minus the selfish and evil shades of the Earth's civilization.
So, do you mean to say that this is a planet where life exists apart from Earth? The planet that the scientists have been hunting since a long time?
Well, no.
We are already dead. Only souls can reside here. The human body cannot exist here. We have formed bonds and relations with others, and so this is our new family. Our needs are simple. Love and care, what we missed during our tenure on planet Earth.